Eros Radio. Dobrodošli u 217. prilog za Cross Radio iz Ciriha i lijep pozdrav svim slušateljima na cijeloj Cross teritoriji. Ovoga puta govorit ćemo o jednom jazz festivalu po imenu Unerhört 2005, što bi u prijevodu značilo nešto kao nečuveno, a koji je održan 25. i 26. novembra u prostorijama Omladinskog kulturnog centra Rote Fabriku u Cirihu. Ali za početak, kao i uvijek, internacionalna muzika, i to ovoga puta Juliet Lewis sa svojim bandom The Likes, koji su 6. decembra gostovali u ciriškom klubu Abarth. Juliet Lewis je do sada već napravila jednu sjajnu glumačku karijeru, da samo pomenem filmove kao što su Natural Born Killers ili Strange Days, u kojima je odigrala neponovljive glavne uloge, ali uz glumu njena ljubav oduvijek je bila i rock muzika, pa je konačno na putu da i tu ostvari jednu zavidnu karijeru. Sa njenog debut albuma You're Speaking My Language čućemo pjesmu Coming Around. Se 6. i 27. novembra u Omladinskom kulturnom centru Rote Fabrik u Cirihu održan je četvrti po redu internacionalni jazz festival Unerhört 2005. Tokom ova dva dana posjetioci su mogli uživati u izvanrednom i nesvakidašnjem jazzu koji se u jednom polju napetosti širio između improvizacije i klang umjetnosti, polazeći od bogatstva tradicionalnog jazza, jazz standarda i naglašene slobodne improvizacije i ritualne groove muzike. Danas kad brzina gotovo da upravlja cjelokupnim našim svakodnevnim životom i kad se sve podređuje ne bi li se što prije i što više sve doživilo i proživilo, pa tako je i muzik biznisu ako ne izražajnije nego bilo gdje drugdje. Muzičke zvijezde se u medijima razantlom brzinom na jedan vještački način prave i ubrzo zatim uništavaju, da bi već sutra slušali posve nova imena i Shooting Stars koje za par mjeseci više niko neće pamtiti. Iako se to pretežno odnosi na pop i rock muziku, ni jazz danas nije jako daleko od istih principa i formula aktualnih muzičkih zbivanja. Ipak nekolicina jazz muzičara je nakon improvizacija koji su ponajviše ličili na takmičarsko utrkivanje, ponovo za sebe otkrila polagani svirački stil za filozofski nastrojene duše koji svoj život provodi tako što svojim sviranjem seciraju sadašnje vrijeme da bi eventualno nekoliko svjetlosnih godina kasnije doletili i spustili se u jednu zlatnu minu i skriveni rudnik trenutka. Ali ta muzika zahtjeva strpljenje i suočavanje sa sobom i sa svijetom iznad velikih životnih predaha i pauza. Muzičari koji improvizaciju shvataju zaozbiljno, u pravilu žive sporije, a brzina i sprint danas ne vodi ničem osim samo zasljepljivanju. Festival Unterherz jako raduje da takvih nemodernih i antiaktualnih jazz duhova još uvijek ima. Gotovo da je nepojmljivo da trio kao što su domaćini Carline Carl već 25 godina zajedno sviraju bez vidljivog band koncepta, osim davanja važnosti svojoj neuračunljivoj radoznalosti u istraživanju uvijek iznova novih muzičkih prostora, ili da obje Struvers daleko od javnosti u četvoru se odvažuju neobično teške kompozicije svirati u novim izvedbama bez da ih neko po sebi kroji. Također teško je shvatiti da mladi Nick Batch svoj talent nije iskoristio za brzi uspjeh i proboj na muzičkoj jazz sceni, već stojički radi na svojim kratkim frazama koje beže jednu na drugu, poput Haiku Trans Perli, ili da se Yang Ying i Pierre Fabre upuštaju na jedan muzički susret kao eksponenti dvaju kultura koji idu jedno uz drugu isto kao što to rade Mjesec i Mars. Od prvog izdanja festivala Unterherz, dio njegovog programskog koncepta uvijek je bio da se predstavi i da platforma jednom velikom bendu. 2002. bio je to Omri, Cigales, Billy Gembauer, 2003. Alexander von Schippenwachen, Globe Unity Orchestra, a prošle godine bio je to Yard Tommy and the Root Down. Ove godine predstavljen je Misha Mengelberg i njegov ICP orkestra iz Holandije, za koji kažu da je uz Thelonious Monk, Herbie Nichols, Duke Ellington i Cecil Taylor jedan od najboljih pijanista. U nastavku ćemo čuti jedan švicarski band po imenu Camp koji su u ciriškom klubu Helsinki nedavno promovirali svoj debut album sa kojeg ćemo čuti pjesmu Why Do You Turn? Thank you. Došli smo i do kraja ovog našeg 217. kroz izdanja iz Ciriha, koji ćemo završiti sa posljednjim intervjuom što ga je John Lennon dao samo sat vremena prije svoje smrti i tako bi želi pomenuti 25-godišnjicu atentata koji je 8. decembra 1980. godine izvršena ovog velikog umjetnika i čovjeka. Do sljedećeg javljena, svako dobro i do slušanja.
Even as I put it in my last incarnation, everybody's got something to hide except for me and my monkey. It means really that, you know, one cannot be absolutely oneself in public, because the fact that you're in public makes you have to have some kind of defense or whatever it is. But we always tried, from whether it's from Two Virgins through Imagine, through anything we've done together, the films we made together, always tried to get as near to the uncensored, as it were, for what we are, not to project an image of something that we're not. Because having been in that sort of pop business so long and tried to retain myself throughout it, but obviously not always being successful at that, it was most uncomfortable when I didn't feel I was being myself. You know, when I would have to smile when I didn't want to smile. And it became like all that, like being a politician, you know. And what I really got through this 5 years was, I'm not running for office. I like to be liked. I don't like to offend people. I would like to be a happy, contented person. I don't want to have to sell my soul again, as it were, to have a hit record. I've discovered that I can live without it, and it makes it happier for me. But I'm not going to come back in and try and create a persona who would not be myself. I was saying to somebody the other day, there's only two artists I've ever worked with for more than one night stand, as it were. That's Paul McCartney and Yoko Ono. I think that's a pretty damn good choice. Because in the history of the Beatles, Paul met me the first day I did Bebopalula live on stage. Okay? And a mutual friend brought him to see my group called the Quarrymen. And we met and we talked after the show. And I saw he had talent, and he was playing guitar backstage and doing 20 Flight Rock by Eddie Cochran. And I turned around to him right then on first meeting and said, "Do you want to join the group?" And he said, And I think he said yes the next day, as I recall it. Now, George came through Paul, and Ringo came through George, although, of course, I had a say in where they came from. But the person I actually picked as my partner, who I recognized had talent and I could get on with, was Paul. Now, 12, well, however many years later, I met Yoko. I had the same feeling. It was a different field, but I had the same feeling. So I think as a talent scout, I've done pretty damn well. I'm 40. I want to talk to the people my age. I'm happy if the young people like it, and I'm happy if the old people like it. I'm talking to guys and gals that have been through what we went through together, the 60s group that has survived the war, the drugs, the politics, the violence on the street, the whole shebang, that we've survived it and we're here, and I'm talking to them. And the woman song is to Yoko, but it's to all women. And because my role in society, or any artist or poet's role, is to try and express what we all feel, not to tell people how to feel, not as a preacher, not as a leader, but as a reflection of us all. And it's like, that's the job of the artist in society, they're not some alienated being living on the outskirts of town. It's fine to live on the outskirts of town, but artists must reflect what we all are. That's what it's about, artists, or poets, or whatever you want to call it. And that's what I'm trying to express on behalf of all the men to all the women, through my own feelings about women. When it dawned on me, you know, my God, it is the other half of the sky, as the late, great Chairman McDougall said, right? I mean, they are the other half of the sky, and without them, there is nothing. And without us, there's nothing. There's only the two together. Create children, create society. So what's all this BS about, you know, women are this and men are that? We're all human, man. We're all human.
There could be no ring on Big Cliff. It's the wiggiest place to be.